brought to you by Avidyne. As a slide-in replacement for the popular 430 navigators, the IFD 440 from Avidyne is the latest in next-generation, easy-to-use FMS GPS navcoms. Now the IFD 440 offers you a choice, and the choice is Avidyne. And by Bendix King, where we are working to make the pilot's job easier by developing products around safe, simple, and confident operations. Visit us at bendixking.com to see what's new in our product line.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Flight sims run the gamut, from simple, unrealistic play toys to massively expensive undertakings that occupy entire buildings. In that mix, one product has developed and arguably bridged the gap between flight simulator, design tool, and pilot trainer. And as we head into AirVenture Oshkosh 2012, we're taking a look at the flight simulator that may have contributed to the design of more currently flying experimental aircraft than any other consumer-targeted off-the-shelf flight simulator product. We're speaking today with Randy Witt, builder of FAA-certified simulators and co-owner with Austin Meyer of Laminar Research, developer of X-Plane, one of the most capable, realistic flight simulators nearly anyone can get their hands on. Randy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Glenn, thank you very much for contacting us and for having me on, sir.
Okay, where to start? You know what? Let's jump past the beginning. How many aircraft, or which notable aircraft that you're aware of, has X-Plane played a hand in developing?
You know, the list is actually long and surprising. One of the most famous ones was with Burt Rutan and Spaceship One. The simulators that Brian Binney and Mike Melville flew to prepare for the Spaceship One shots back in the 2000, maybe 2008 timeframe, used X-Plane as the scenery, to generate the scenery for the pilots. But X-Plane as an engineering simulator is used by countless companies, basically all of the companies that you might think would be associated with building anything involved with the defense side of the industry, or the commercial side. If you look at companies like Boeing, or like Lockheed Martin, or Northrop Grumman, or Sikorsky, or Carter Copter, as well as some of the general aviation manufacturers, companies like Cessna, and Eclipse a little bit when they were in business, and some of the other companies now use and have used for years, use X-Plane to help them design airplanes, really from the engineering side, to help them flush out the flight model and flush out how the aircraft is designed.
And why is that? What are the fundamentals of X-Plane? What are the design tools? What are the goals? And what does it deliver to its buyers?
Well, Austin Meyer is the original author, not now one of two or three authors of the X-Plane program. When he started writing X-Plane back in the early 1980s, really kind of in a stroke of brilliance, you know, back then, he decided not to just regurgitate flight test data, which was traditionally done. You know, typically a company would say, we want to write a simulator around a Boeing 777, for example, and they would take a real airplane and instrument it and run it through a test profile to go up and measure exactly what the roll rates look like and what the pitching moments look like and what the aerodynamic performance of the airplane was. But Austin thought, you know, that's not really the way an airplane flies in the real world. And in the real world, you've got a pressure field that's built up around the flying surfaces. That pressure field has forces that are exhibited inside of it. Those forces act on a mass, according to Newton's laws, and they'll accelerate the mass, which alters the velocity, which drags the airplane through time and space. So X-Plane is founded on a principle called blade element theory. And what this means is we take an aircraft file. Let's suppose a C-130 Hercules, a very large, complicated airplane with four turboprop engines. Each of those engines have a four-bladed propeller, a total of 16 propeller blades. And for each one of those blades, on each one of those engines, as well, by the way, various segments of the wings and the horizontal and the vertical stabilizing surfaces of the airplane, we'll take each of those pieces. We may break one blade on one propeller into 8 or 10 pieces. And as quickly as your computer can chug through my code, through our code, which may be 30 or 40 times per second, X-Plane is determining the moments of lift and the moment of drag and the moment of inertia of each of these little pieces as the propeller is swinging through the prop disc. And of course, as it's swinging through the disc, the instantaneous angle of attack on each little element is continually varying as the airplane hits turbulence or as the pilot rolls the ailerons to roll the airplane right or left or kicks the rudder to yaw the airplane right or left. You know, different pieces of the airplane are continually seeing different angles of attack, which changes the flight performance of that airfoil, the lift over drag curves and whatnot. And so what X-Plane really is this gigantic math tool, this gigantic engineering tool that will calculate the forces over many, many hundreds, if not, and that's true, about 150 to 200 pieces of an airplane, maybe 40 times a second, and build up a flight model based on engineering laws and Newton's laws and engineering principles. So that's really what X-Plane does, and that's why it's used so effectively by engineering companies that are building airplanes.
Well, so obviously it's in use by people who need to know what an aircraft might do when they build it, when they apply a new airfoil to it, that kind of thing. Is that this? That's not the only way people are using it in the real world. Could you describe the vastness of the audience? How are people using this product? And I guess also, what kind of computer do they need to run it?
That's a great question, Glenn. I mean, the initial audience, when Austin wrote this, the original conception for the program was as an instrument procedures trainer to kind of help Austin personally help himself with doing IPC check rides and with maintaining his competency in the airplane, if not his legal currency. So that was kind of the beginning. The initial customers that really grabbed onto X-Plane were engineers and enthusiasts that were very technically minded that wanted to use X-Plane for the engineering powers that the company brings, that the software brings. Very shortly after that, maybe within the next 5 years or so, it really transitioned as well into the pilot community, where pilots would start to use the program to brush up on approaches and to familiarize themselves with different approaches. And that pilot community also included enthusiasts, but initially it was more pilots, general aviation pilots, than it was just hardcore enthusiasts. And that all took another big turn in about 2008, 2009, when we started taking little spin-offs of X-Plane and when we started porting X-Plane to the iPhone, originally the iPhone, then the iPod, the iPad, and now we do Android as well. So X-Plane is a very stout presence as really the premier flight simulator on all the mobile devices, again, Apple and also Android. But the real core expertise, the core of the business, always has been and always will be the flight model. I mean, that's the primary focus that drives Austin every day.
So it's a design tool for designers, manufacturers, manufacturer hopefuls, experimental aircraft developers. It's a learning and teaching tool, and I guess currency tool even for pilots. And also, I guess you've got versions. I don't imagine the version on the iPad or the iPhone is quite the same, is it?
Well, this will surprise you. Actually, I mean, the code is within about 80%. The flight model about 80% as accurate and as fluid as it is on a big high-end desktop or a big high-end Macintosh machine or something. And this begs another point, by the way. When you look at companies like Boeing or Lockheed or Northrop or anybody that's using X-Plane as an engineering program, there's no way that we ethically, as human beings, could say, you know, we're not going to give Mr. Joe Blow over here all of the capabilities that we can give him because he's paying us a different price point. So the code, the flight model, the capabilities, what the instructor can do in terms of systems that can be failed or what you can do in terms of approaches, that's all the same between the iPad version, the retail home use version, and even the certified professional FAA certified versions. The only difference is in the license that you receive and how you're allowed to use that software, whether it's for your own purposes in your own home or office, or whether it's, you know, on behalf of a large company that's building and selling large airliners.
So as a flight sim, this is a highly customizable product, right? I mean, I could go up, I could set the ceiling at 500 feet. I could put in intense rain, light rain, heavy winds, no winds, and go shoot approaches at night, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You can go so far beyond that, though. I mean, you can affect things like wind shear. You can affect things like deer on the runway, bird strikes, smoke in the cockpit. You can fail the actuator on the left main landing gear leg. So when the pilot then goes to lower the landing gear, two legs pop up and not the third. You can remove antennae from the airplane, which will impact the pilot's ability to receive localizer or glide slope information. So literally anything that you can conceive of is virtually assured to already be in the base program. And by the way, we're not talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars. The X-Plane 10 program retails online now for $70. It's available at the AirVenture Show for $60 in our booth in Hangar B. So you can do anything you can imagine doing on a very high-end multi-million dollar flight safety simulator. And in fact, if you and a friend, you and a partner in your airplane or your CFI each have a copy of X-Plane, and I don't care if you're located across town or you're located on different continents, you can fly together online, either as an instructor student or as two pilots that are flying in formation or doing aerial combat or whatnot. You can network those two copies of X-Plane, or more than that actually, and fly together. So the instructor could fail systems, relocate the airplane, alter the weather, those types of things.
Now, all of this comes about, I'd imagine, in part, because X-Plane, it doesn't come from detached programmers, well, what I'd call detached programmers somewhere. Austin Meyer developed X-Plane, and right now he's off working on, as you told me previously, on an Autoland avionics system for his real flying aircraft. And I guess that brings me to my final question. Where do we go from here? Is X-Plane going to stay on the ground, or are we going airborne with new products?
Well, definitely. We're always looking at new products and looking at new ways to penetrate the market and new ways to bring value to our end users. But Austin's dream for many years, and we actually discussed this with a couple of the large airframe manufacturers and some of the avionics manufacturers before we decided to do this kind of on our own. Austin's partnered with a company called Vertical Power, who's out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Vertical Power, for a number of years, has been doing wiring harnesses and electrical systems for the home-built market. And Austin and a gentleman named Mark Osman over at Vertical Power, about a year ago, maybe 14 months ago, developed the brainchild to build and to bring Austin's dream, you know, his dream to fruition, which is to have the world's first artificially intelligent autoland capable autopilot system. And this would be used really in emergency types of scenarios where the pilot, for one reason or another, becomes incapacitated. And unlike an airframe parachute, which is a miraculous device, by the way, but unlike the fact where that's irreversible, once you pop the chute, you're coming down under canopy, and this system is fully defeatable. If the pilot believes he's having a heart attack and pushes the red button, and then a few minutes or moments later decides, you know, that wasn't a heart attack, that's just heartburn, you can actually disable the system. But what it does is within a few tenths of a second, it will plot 30, 40, 50 instrument approaches to each end of each runway within gliding distance, and then go through and categorize those approaches based on a whole slew of criteria. For example, the terrain that surrounds the airport, the width and the length of the runway, the winds aloft, you know, the headwind component, where are and what is the location of the nearest emergency services. All of these things are considered. And then the airplane, the autopilot actually, will bring the airplane down and will continually be looking at the performance of the airplane as compared with the plan that the system has put in place, and be modulating on an infinite basis the flaps and the landing gear to assure that the airplane can get to the ground. So the pre-flight for the pilot literally just tells the passenger, if something happens to me, push this red button. After you push the button, pull the throttle out, drop the gear, and the system will put that passenger or the pilot in a position from which an easy landing can be finalized about 100 feet AGL at an energy state that's very manageable for a very easy, very typical approach.
And this is a product that you plan to make available to the general flying public?
That's correct. It's been flying in an RV-7, which was the first test bird aircraft, for the last 4 months or so. Austin Meyer is actually up in Oregon right now, literally now, test flying and finalizing the installation of this in a Lancer Evolution that he's building. The Evolution will be at the Air Venture Show this year. And then the plan after that is to take this, after he flushes out the system and makes sure that everything is just perfect, take this to the other Evolution owners and make this an option for them in their airplanes as a retrofittable option. And then after that, move it over into the experimental market. And someday perhaps, and we're talking maybe 5 years, 10 years from now, in the certified market, working with the FAA to certify this system and bring it in as an OEM product.
We've been speaking with Randy Witt, co-owner of Laminar Research, the creator of X-Plane. They will have a presence at AirVenture Oshkosh 2012. You can find them there or check it out online at xplane.com. That's x-plane.com, where there's even a free demo version. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Aspen Avionics, whose Evolution flight display is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. And by Aviation Insurance Resources. Talk to pilots who value your airplane even before they insure it. Call 877-247-7767. Visit air-pros.com today.